This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Random Order Show, episode 155. We back and we locked there, man. It's your boy Jermaine Richards, man. I'm in the building. Amen, man. We got B-Baby Trey in the building.
Yo, man, call me 007, man, because I stay with...
Because he got the golden eye. He 007, he got the golden eye. He always see it coming.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
That's Cam.
Of course, man, B. Shelter, Sebastian, and all. Amen.
Man, welcome back, y'all. Welcome back.
What a wholesome episode.
Yeah.
We prepared for the people, man. Listen, we talked about all the hard-hitting podcast topics, man.
Well-priced massages, the ping pong show,
yeah.
Glamping, skydiving wedges,
traveling,
why you gotta run fast, and of course, man, Russell Simmons being upside down. Listen, man, y'all know what y'all need to do, man, to push the program, man, push the random order agenda. Bang that bell button, man. Bang that like button, jump in the comments, man. Get busy on the keyboard, amen. Jump over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Drop that 5-star review. Listen, enjoy this episode.
Yeah.
Little crossover, man.
Yeah, little AI crossover.
You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean? A blending of the ailments.
Yeah.
Amen.
I should have wore my 4-yard do-rag. You know I got the do-rag, man.
He only has one do-rag, man.
Oh, my God. Last time we saw you, sir, going to get you right.
I like that one. I still like that one. I've been rocking that one.
I take that all around the world.
Yeah. You really do be all around the world.
You fresh off that Asia pack, man.
Oh, yeah. It was beautiful out there.
Fuck.
Y'all be traveling, too. You acting like y'all be traveling.
No.
But now we just started moving around again.
Mm-hmm. We're staying put for a while just to get certain things right. We're talking about demand over here in the U.S. We had to get our things right. So
it makes sense.
Now that we're there, hopefully we can start traveling again. But tell us about it, man. That shit look crazy.
We were in Bali in Thailand for 40 days.
40 days. That's a trip, man. How many shirts do you bring?
Honestly, I had to make a whole schedule for what I'm wearing.
A shirt schedule.
I don't overpack. Yes, a whole shirt schedule, pants schedule. So I can just wake up like, that's what I'm wearing today.
Nice.
And of course, I had to repeat because you can't pack 40 different outfits.
Right.
I don't even have 40 different outfits.
Yeah.
At home. So I had to make a whole, I made a whole sketch. I still got it on my phone, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going to show you. It's still in my files.
I might need that next time I travel.
Let me send it to you. Here to go right
like
here.
Like an Excel sheet?
No, I made it in, what's that program? Pages on.
Oh, that's official, man.
I put pictures, too.
You made a deck, man.
When I do it, I'm going to do it.
Bro, I've never prepared a deck, man. This is official. So you just check your deck every day.
Just
we on the green shirt.
We need that deck, man.
That's crazy.
Because if you don't, you're going to overpack.
Right.
And you can't be overpacking that much traveling.
That's official,
paying
man.
Fees.
How big is a suitcase? How many suitcases, man?
I just had a carry-on and I had a, like a big the one that go under.
How like how big is the one that go under? Is it the XL joint, the big body?
I think it's right under the XL, honestly. Because, you know, these shirts don't take up much space.
No, true.
You know, my style is vacation chic.
Nice.
I like that.
That's it,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
Bro.
Cam in the building.
I don't even know what chic mean. What does chic mean?
Man,
what's he saying chic? I don't even know what it means, but it sounds good.
It sounds good.
But I got something for you. I don't never come to a pod empty hand.
Man, come on.
This is the first.
What?
Everybody in shit.
Meech.
Meech, what the fuck?
Yeah, I didn't know you was going to be here. I would have brought you
ain't give a shit.
But you let me know, and I'll just send it to you. You go on the site, and I'll send whatever you want.
Yeah.
And I got something for your fans. 25% off for y'all. Random order 25.
Yeah.
Don't come.
I feel like we just got hijacked, man.
Yeah, man.
Gotta bring everybody some.
Dog, when I pull up, I don't do nothing, man. I need to step my steez up.
Yeah, these. Hey, yo, green my favorite color.
Come on, man.
I need to step on my color shade game.
These is clean.
Come on, man. Hold on. Y'all wear this whole episode like you.
Go ahead.
Get here, man. Oh.
I got to change back because I can't see. But
we working on prescription. Yeah. We're working on prescription for the blindfold.
Yeah, these
the
stylish blindfold.
Bro, I was wondering why I didn't wear shades for a long time. I'm like, oh, yeah. Nigga, I can't see.
I can't have a prescription. Yeah.
I'll be like sunnied up, but I just can't see.
You got big.
There you go.
Yeah, let me hit the.
Yeah,
let me check me out on your shit, man.
Right. I'm just taking a little pit, man. You know.
Oh yeah, we on it, man.
Taking a little pit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Shady shout out.
Yeah. Appreciate that, man.
Yeah. Bro, that's the first gift in Random Order history.
Yeah.
See, y'all, you bring on the right guests, man. Yeah. Never come empty handed.
Our guest is right there. What the fuck?
Never come empty handed. Y'all got his hoodies though, so
yeah.
We've known each other for a long time.
How long has it been? What? At least 10 years.
At least.
Yeah. At least.
Something like that.
At least. That's a long time.
Yeah, for real,
yeah,
man.
Is, man.
I feel like we in the same generation and not at the same time.
Yeah, we doing a little step over, one foot in, one foot out. Yeah. The both of us.
Yeah, that's crazy. Beautiful, man.
Bro, I discovered that other people do sketch comedy when we found you guys.
Literally.
Like, no way. Other people do sketch. We thought we were like the only ones doing it on YouTube for real.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It felt like that. Cause it was just us,
it was
you,
like four or five.
Deshaun, who else was?
I feel like there was a lot of it at the time. Mm. Road to Hollywood, getting busy.
Hollywood.
All those people.
Everyone was doing sketch at one point.
We still talked to them too. When they came out last time, we all went out to lunch.
Oh, nice.
Still doing their thing.
But how's Florida though?
How y'all like Florida? Y'all
went to my home state.
Yeah. That's you. Oh, I didn't check in with you.
Have y'all seen any trafficking or kidnapping going on?
I saw a billboard.
That's a thing.
No, thank God, man. Yeah, I heard it was a hot spot out there.
Yeah, it's big out there.
That's crazy. Bro, every Uber just feels extra sketchy, man.
Yeah, I only call certain type of Ubers, man. I'm going to be real. I can't.
Yeah,
you got to be careful. There's a hub for trafficking in Florida.
Yeah.
Because it's a port to South America, Caribbean, and Central America.
Oh, so they just in and out.
Mm-hmm. And even kids, you know, it's hot all year, so kids outside more, so more possibilities. And then y'all live where all kids want to go.
Damn,
that's a PSA.
Y'all gotta protect the streets, man.
Yeah, PSA, PSA, man.
Oh, even when I was young, I almost got kidnapped.
Really?
But I got out of it. Yeah.
How?
Damn. Keep tell the story. That's
all right,
crazy.
All right. I told the story before, but I give y'all. I never told it on a pie.
Yeah.
Or a green screen.
Yeah.
Or a green screen.
Yeah.
So when I was like, I think I was like 8 or 9, and I was always in sports. So I was athletic, unlike, you know, Trey in the vlog.
He's a
different man.
He deleted those vlogs, man.
I was like, listen,
I've known this man for a long time, all right?
You watch us grow up, man.
So my dad used to make me stay in shape by, like, on Saturday mornings when my mom cooking breakfast, he would make me go jog in the neighborhood and then come back. So one day, I'm jogging, doing my regular routine. No music in, luckily, because back then it was CD players, so ain't nobody running with a CD player and a thing of CDs. So I'm just running, and then I hear a car pass me. I'm like, all right. And then I hear another car. I look back, I see it, and I just keep running. And I'm running. I'm like, it should have passed me by now. Yeah. So I look back, and it's just driving slow. I'm like, all right, I'm not thinking nothing of it. I keep running, and it's still driving slow. So I'm like, something don't feel right. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, no, I'm going to turn around. And I said, if I turn around and keep running, if it make a U-turn, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
So I turn around. When I'm running, I look at the car. It's two grown men looking at me, like, like mugging me, like they want to fight me. Like, I'm a kid. Like, 18 years old. So I'm running. They make a U-turn.
Oh, sorry.
I take off. As soon as I take off, I hear their tires peel.
Oh,
like, and accelerate. So now I'm just running.
Yeah.
And, like, all my track, like, instincts is coming in to top me. So I'm just running straight up like Forrest Gump. I'm like,
yo.
Gone.
I'm just running. I'm like, where am I going to go? I'm like, I don't want to get to my house so you know where I live. But I'm like, I'm running in that direction. So I'm running. I hear the car coming around the corner, so I'm running, and then I see my neighbor, and I just see his kids outside, so I said, if I make it there, I'm good. So I'm running, and I hear the car speeding up, and just in the nick of time, I make it to their driveway, and their dad come out, and then when I look back, the car slowly going by, and they pointing at me.
Yeah.
And then they peel off once they see the dad, so I'm like, Only thing they've been trying to do is kidnap.
For sure.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't make sense.
Damn.
I never ran again in that
neighborhood. Yeah,
like, that's when I stopped running, man.
Never ran again.
That's crazy.
But that's Florida.
Yeah.
Damn.
What part of Florida? Miami.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank God you're here, man. Yeah. Amen. For,
amen to that.
Oh, no, ain't no telling where I would have been if they caught me.
For real.
Yeah, for real.
Damn. Oh, man.
So, yeah, we watch it, man.
Yeah, so be careful. Yeah.
Stay with that, you know what I mean?
Stay with that, y'all. Oh, big needle, man. That's going to be hard to grab me.
Hey, man.
three of them in the truck?
Huh?
Three people.
Yeah.
Three's if I hit him like this, if I get one of him like this, the other two going to go back. The other guy got shit.
You know what I mean? Catch me. Crazy. I definitely seen a lot of billboards up about that. I'm just like, huh.
They got sketchy billboards in general, man. Just a lot of shit you wouldn't imagine you see on a billboard. They just got different billboards in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Very DIY, very small business, sketchy pills and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. STD billboards, all that.
Mm-hmm. Like, watch it. AIDS.
Yep. Exactly.
Shut your home, man.
When last time you checked?
But y'all liking it, though?
Honestly, it's nice, man. Just in a little pocket, doing our thing, and then bounce out when I need to, come back when I need to. So
we get the studio up, man, and we're just, for real, we have like no real reason to leave that much.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Just beast out content.
Facts.
Keep doing this.
When you gonna make the move, or did you make the move?
No, I didn't make the move yet.
Not yet.
You know, I fly back and forth.
He's getting hit with that question.
It's like a question. When you gonna marry?
I'm looking at rings right now.
Some Florida rings.
Oh my God.
But thankfully, it's close enough, too. That's another bonus, just being close to home, or just right up there.
Right, that's true.
None but a short trip, same time zone.
Because I remember when y'all wanted to do L.A., y'all was like, we're going to move to L.A.
You were like, you know what?
Save the taxes.
It was just a thing to say, and it was like everything was here. So we're like, it makes more sense. Especially coming from Brampton, bro. Like, again, nothing was there. I was always like, every time we saw y'all, we were like, bro, nothing is there.
Like, please, man, just can you stay here?
Y'all got 10 niggas in the house? Y'all got 6.
Yeah, man. So it was just a lot of that, but I feel like after COVID, I feel like that really changed. Just like, just seeing everyone leave LA, and then how is it now? You feel like people came back?
Yeah, a lot of people came back because it was like Texas ain't what they thought it was gonna be. So a lot
of people came back.
Definitely came back.
It's my house still.
The traffic's still horrible. But honestly, for me, like going out to Asia, like I always say, I want to live out the country for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I never had an answer where. Bali. Bali's up to all the hype. So.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about when our lease is up next year, maybe going out there for a couple months to move.
Bro, you can do a lot. Bro,
you save money. You can do so much. Stack up. Yeah. Put it all in investments. Then come back.
Yeah, for real.
You don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
why not? Go back to Florida. You can go anywhere, bro. Yeah. And I feel like that's what us moving to Orlando is like a shock to people. Like, everyone's why Orlando?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, especially like back home and our parents as well. I'm just like, bro, it's like. If we fail, we come back.
Yeah.
Mm. It's good for your bones.
What's cheaper? Good for your bones?
Well, the warmth and shit, man.
Oh,
good moisture in the air. Good for the lips, man.
And that's why I never broke a bone.
Bro, as soon as I go to Toronto, my lips dry. Like, I see them dry out.
Dry.
By the second.
Dry, man.
But I ain't used to that humidity no more.
Really?
When I go home, like, I mean, one time I went home, and my parents in a condo since we grown now. So I walked across the street, had to go to the bank. I'm talking about like a 2-minute walk.
Yeah.
Called her.
You can come get me. Cause I can't.
Thank God she loved me. She came and got me. I swear to God, I was like, that's how hot it was. I'm not used to it.
Like, can you cool down the car first? And then,
it's underground. It's gonna be good.
You're right.
I don't know how I did it.
Now you definitely melt, man. You just like you're surprised we don't have a tan. I'm like, you can't really just be outside like that.
Yeah.
But you just can't wear anything. You come in wet.
Yeah. You know what?
Every time I come in, I'm taking off my clothes.
Every time I came to Orlando, because my dog lived out first. My boy Julian lived out there.
I thought you meant your actual dog.
But also for 1 year, his dog did live there while we're stuck in Canada.
It's true.
So his dog lived there first.
His dog's more Floridian.
Asked me why we didn't travel. We had to get shit right.
Yeah.
So back in like 2016, Julian would live out there. So we'd go visit him or whatever. Every time we got there, we're dropping the windows, this, that. And he would fucking put the windows out. He said, there's rules to the heat. He just keep driving rules to the heat.
Dude, I
didn't get it until I actually moved there. Now it's like, yo, windows up, man. Like, yo, I can't. Just all AC.
Just the moisture mandatory. Goes in everything. It goes in your clothes. But we're packing like big jeans and shit. We still a little bit gangster with it.
Yeah. When I first moved to Atlanta, I had no long pants. I was in shorts.
Oh shit!
And it got winter. I'm like, I gotta go shopping because I wasn't used to wearing pants.
Yeah, used to wearing pants.
Yeah. I all shorts.
Wow.
This shit looks stupid. My closet is all, everything was just short. Cut off
He's
at a certain point.
Space. Mad space.
Sorry, things on your wall just have to see their extra space, man.
Man, you finding pants easy these days, man? That's real talk.
It's like real talk.
It's hard to come across a good fitting pant, man.
I'm trying to think. Honestly, I only shop when I'm about to go out of town now. Because like, if I'm not, then what am I doing? I'm a homebody now. But when I do go looking, I find what I need.
See?
You too?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
You just like go hit the rack, boom, and got my size. Yeah, it's tough for us, man. I gotta try and everything for sure.
I be thrifting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I do that. I gotta try for sure.
That's like another world for me, because it's like, Zara gonna have that filter.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna have, nigga, your size is here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes it's like,
it's true.
So, or you got a barter. Like, if y'all wear the same size, like me and Mike wear the same size and everything. So I'll be like, all right, it's been about 6 months. Let me go in here.
Yeah.
Like, I'll trade you this for this. And we be going back and forth. Be having, like, nah, I need more for this.
Yeah,
it's like you got a whole new wardrobe.
You just double your wardrobe.
Yeah.
Can you wear it back sometimes? Like, can I get that? That's looking good on you.
I'd be like, this don't fit my shoulders. This is better for you. Here, have it.
Where?
You gotta do it.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But is a pant shortage in Orlando?
Man, just a pant shortage globally, man. It's a global situation.
Tell me your pains, bitch. Your peace.
For tall fellas, man, it's just they don't always just like, I'm all legs, man. My torso, I have a torso of a normal body.
So you get a bigger waist is not long enough.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the height. Yeah. So my waist be right, but the length be wrong. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, why are you still sagging? Like, I don't have any pants.
Why are you still sagging?
And you found a market you can capitalize on.
Making big pants and shit.
Y'all got clothing brand.
Yo, you right, man.
Yeah.
The big and tall.
Yeah.
Big and y'all. That's what y'all gotta name it for y'all.
Big jeans.
Oh my god, that's good. Another date to come here. I'm like, all right, I haven't went for a drip update in a minute.
You gotta update the drip sometimes.
He be driven on IG.
I was like, we just did go get some jeans and shit.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Zara, and I haven't been to Zara. I forgot where this place was, but it's like Disney Springs.
Some Disney type shit.
You know, right?
So this is where all the tourists is going, but they're trying to steeze up the area and shit. Man, you been?
Too
much to get in, man. I'd be like, man,
it's true. Be outside.
Yeah.
We're like going on a ride. It felt like
They try to make sure y'all not kidnapping nobody.
That's for. Nigga said, "What's in my cup?" I said, "Bro, come on now,
What?
We go in there. I find some jeans.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is Zara.
Yeah,
you got the Z.
I'm at the Z. I'm like, I see some jeans, and I'm like, I gotta try these on. I know the rules, man. I go home, fucking ankles out. It's gonna be all fucked up for me.
Yeah, you gotta try it on.
Gotta try it on, man. So I tried on these pants. And I just remember I came out smiling and looking at Sean. He was just a walk away from me. I'm like, yo,
I'm getting off. I got new jeans.
I'm getting off.
Like, yeah, it's look good.
Yeah, dog,
my thing is like the baggy style came back. So can't you buy bigger?
Yeah, you can. It has generally become easier. Mm-hmm. But like I say, I'm just trying to find something a little fitted. It's just like, nah, man. It's an event when I do find that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, these are my pants for life. So I got like 8 pants right now. It's looking good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
I'm on the Dickies and shit, man. They got the big feather gear.
Carhartt.
You got the work shit.
Get on your Steve Jobs. Wear the same shit every day.
I'm not mad at that, bro. Bro, I'll literally buy 40 black tees, man.
You know about the clo?
Not actually, but.
You said what?
The clo?
The clo?
The white tee clo?
No, let me break
uni,
it down.
Man.
Break it down.
You in the clo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
We just caught the clo.
Okay.
Let it go.
Can't
like
give it away too much. That's why I get my socks. I go in there and get all the color socks.
They got the socks.
They got
a sock wall.
They got every color.
Oh, the sock wall, man.
Yeah. Bro, I just seen the sock wall the same day.
I got them all right now.
Damn. Sponsor Black.
The clo around.
But they sponsor Black.
Do they what?
For now, Olsen.
Yeah, Olsen. Yeah.
I think so. I've seen some Basquiat collabs. I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. They got the white tees up, though.
Yeah, the white. This
you
one.
You'll get your aerism.
Yeah. Okay.
You're good for life.
Yeah, you're straight.
This is my style right here. Most of the time, you're going to see.
That's a good shirt.
I like that shirt.
Clap it up for that shirt.
Airflow through.
This is hand thrifted?
Yeah.
I don't know, honestly, but every time they see me around, they be like, nice shirts. So we may start a line called Nice Shirts.
Yeah, that's good.
Nice.
Oh, that's good, man. Love what you're doing with Shady Side Up, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's looking good, man.
A little exclusive I'll give y'all. We about to drop apparel. It's going to be under another name that's brought to you by Shady Side Up, but you'll see soon.
Proper. Nice. It's nice that you have that sketch game and that that marketing game in your back pocket so you can just apply it to
I think that's all our cheat code. We can make any type of content. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's always been that. That's why I love y'all vlogs. They're vlogs like...
Thank you, man.
Best vlogs on YouTube.
Come on, man.
I made the vlogs, I made the skits, and I made the pies. So I done made it. I done did it.
Damn, man. Yeah. We're just watching the Untold Jake Paul series on Netflix.
No, I didn't see that. Mm-hmm.
A little bit about it was just talking about how he went to boxing, but then breaking down what boxing was and just saying, he's just a good promoter and a good, turned out to be a good boxer as well. But it all goes hand in hand. Like, we're just on here and like you're selling something. I'm like, yo, here's this idea. This is what it is. Like, even like down to media, when we came with Random Order, we're like, all right, look, this is what it is. It's going to be a little wacky, little edits. You know what I'm saying? But get with it.
But it's y'all style, though. Y'all create a whole ecosystem of y'all style. Like, Random Order is just like the vlogs. It's the same editing style, so it just fits seamlessly. So
That's part of the name change, too, is because I felt like 4IE didn't, like, it didn't mean it. It just was some high school shit. It didn't actually, we didn't have time to actually, like, think of the actual brand. So, like, Random Order, we'll start off as a podcast, but then the energy became like, yo, this is us, the edits and everything else we do. So it is, like, an ecosystem.
I think we both put each other in the box. Dorm team and then four y'all. Y'all always had to have four, and we always had to be in college. So that's why we named the pod Comedy Trap House. I could be 70 in the trap house.
Yeah.
They got him.
I'm still here.
My granddad in the trap. Man, you got trapped by a Balinese lizard, man.
Dog.
Damn.
I was doing so good on this trip. I wasn't running into any nature issues in any of my hotels. Issues. Yeah, because when you're in nature, you're going to have to deal with nature. But I wake up that morning, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's going to be a great day. I'm going to pee, open it. I'm like, what the f-? I just closed it. I said, come on, man.
Bro, this is... I thought you were being dramatic when I saw this part.
No.
But this lizard... Look at the size of this freaking lizard, bro.
Where is it?
You gonna see
this shit?
He didn't even want to open the door again.
Hell nah.
He might come get you.
I already see the shadow. Yeah,
that's me tapping it. Like, focus. Come on.
Oh,
look how big.
That's a Komodo dragon.
That big ass gecko.
Not dealing with it.
They're going to come get that. I'm not going in there.
And watch when this shit moves.
That's a grown man. Absolutely not. Absolutely.
Yeah, nah.
Oh, yeah, nah.
You're moving like a snake, right? You got an alternate angle?
Yeah, yeah.
I told Rome, you got to come get, I got to recap this. Because now I called the front desk, so come in here.
Above the window.
This is like outdoor bathroom. So look, pause it right quick. That's the window right there with the flap down. So that's open. It's no glass, no nothing.
Oh, that's why.
So I'm like, it's beautiful, but it's not practical for our environment. Anything can get in. And then you saw anything that got in.
And that's just a sliding door to the bathroom?
Yeah, so and I locked it. I like, just in case that nigga is an animal, he become a human.
Just in case, but can he slip under?
No, no, no. I put a towel under there. I wasn't playing. I wasn't playing.
You sealed it for real. Yeah.
This was an indoor
hotel now.
So I'm like, that's not practical for this environment. So that day, I had to go up to. It's a villa, so I had the bottom floor. Rome had the top floor. Mm. I showered in his bathroom.
Oh yeah, you had a sealed bathroom.
Yeah, I like. I need a day before I'm brave enough to go in there. So
yeah, no, you gotta go open too.
You gotta go open.
Oh damn. Yeah,
leaving lizards can climb.
That's what I'm saying. So I had to look in there while I came, make sure he didn't come up there.
Damn. It's so vulnerable being butt naked too. Just scared.
Yeah, it's terrible, man. But they came. They did something. I never seen it again. So
what they do?
He came in there with a broom. I was like, y'all need to come with a gun. And then he was like, I'm going to come back, get a ladder, and look up there. Cause it was a little groove. Yeah. He went up in there, and I guess they came while we was out, but I never seen it again.
Oh, no.
Man. They need, like, lizard transmitters, man. Yeah. Just something, I guess, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Don't like, harm you, but, you know, stay away.
Through the ears, you know?
Through the ears, like,
ear action. That's the thing, man. I love vacation, but sometimes you get to the spot, and you're just like, bro, man, something's in here.
Yeah.
I need to see new bugs. Like, yeah. I'm about new experiences, but I'm like, I'm not like this.
The thing is, like, I'm too grown now to be doing new shit for the first time.
I've never encountered life gonna let you know,
you know what I'm
you're not too old. I'm
telling you, dog, it looked like a nigga was on the wall.
Hey,
the way they move,
and I ain't gonna bother you too much.
Hey, man, but we were dealing with all kind of nature, the monkeys. When we went to the monkey sanctuary and stuff. Mm-hmm. I took selfies with the monkey, did all of that.
Oh, yeah. Rome's picture was fucking hilarious.
Did all of that.
That's crazy.
Like, them boys were big, too.
This monkey was holding the phone.
So, how they do it, it's a dude behind there with food, and he'll hold it, hold your phone, and then he put the food, and the monkey's, like, reaching, so it looked like the monkey's taking the photo.
Bro, it fooled me. I'm like, how does it know?
Yeah.
I thought it was a self timer, and you're just saying, like, oh, hold this.
Mm-mm. And that's a wild monkey. Like, before this is not I went up there. See the one next to it is much smaller. That's the one that was taking all the pictures before me. Mm. When I go up, he run off. The big boy, can I say, oh, come on.
Come on.
No. Nah. Is your life.
So you're scared in this pic?
Yeah, we can go. It's on the vlog. Go skip. You'll see the video of it. Because I say, if he act crazy, I'm throwing him. I'm tossing
him. They're holding on. Right?
Yeah, they got
hands and head.
Here we go.
28, 47.
I don't know which way it's going to go.
And I seen monkeys like rip hair off in another like video. That's why I got a durag. Y'all durag.
Oh, yeah. He might rip a durag. Yeah.
Big boy.
It's a big one.
He just jump on you aggressive.
Oh.
You kind of offended.
That's crazy.
Hard.
Yeah.
It was definitely worth it.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
And that's a wild monkey.
I'll blow that picture
it's
up.
It's as good as a squirrel.
Yeah. It's a big boy.
He got two of them?
He got
that's
one.
Okay, I'm tripping my eyes.
I should have brought you glasses, not sunglasses.
Yeah. They're in the car.
Nah, that's tough, man.
Yeah, that's fire. Fuck with that.
Man, shout out to new experiences, man.
Yeah, man. New experiences.
That's all I want to do. I want to see the world, man. I want to see everywhere, to be honest. I'm about to go to Japan. I know y'all been there already.
Yeah. Wow. So, you know a nigga go on a trip and change when you see that caption come in. Like,
this nigga got the bug.
You know what, man? Fuck everything. I'm out of here. We're doing a 75-day trip.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Nah, that's true. You got to see some new shit to...
You realize, you're like, why am I staying
in one spot
for so long?
Mm-hmm.
It don't make sense. Yeah. Like, you, every time you go somewhere, you come back a different person. You grow. That's what I love about it. Like, you never come back the same person. So,
right.
So what do I need to do in Japan? Since did y'all both go or just you?
Nah, no, I haven't been yet.
What I need to do when I go to Japan? I'm trying to take a ninja class. I'm trying to do it all.
Stay longer.
Yeah, stay longer for sure. And just live life, man. Figure out what's to do out there. And honestly, I just let the earth take me.
You don't go on Yelp first. Yeah, you're making decks. You don't want to hear
no, that. That sounds sexual. You let the earth take you.
No, honestly, I just did whatever was clever. Honestly, but yeah. there's a lot to do. You can do cooking classes out there. Mm-hmm. You can do sumo wrestling. You can do.
Yeah, I think we're doing that.
Like anything you want is like kind of out there type of thing.
Nice.
It's beautiful, man. You can take the train. I took the train to Osaka, and there's a lot of reggae music out there. If you guys ever do
that's what you told me. You need to put me with your plug. Take it to the club.
I'll tell that guy to pick you up from the train station in the same whip he did me. And he was just, bro, it's nice.
Okay.
I introduced him. His name's Gonzo.
Took you
to the reggae joints?
Dog, in there smoking cigarettes.
Crazy.
Everyone's inside smoking cigarettes.
That's a real vibes.
You can't really breathe in there, but you just start to get used to it.
It's about the vibes.
Yeah. It's about the vibes.
Not your lungs.
Hella reggae music. It was actually crazy.
Did y'all go to Thailand yet?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You went to Phuket?
Yes.
Were we there? Yeah.
Yeah.
You went to a ping pong show?
No.
Tim Delgado told us no. Yeah. Everyone told us to go. They're like, "Where you that? Go?"
Oh man,
that's what they say. They say just go. So we go.
You didn't know what it was? No context.
No context. So we go to Bangalore Road, which is like debauchery.
That's not like where it's at.
It's just a street full of bars, clubs, dispensaries, women dancing on bars, prostitutes, and food.
Debauchery.
They got a good food.
Of course.
Soon as you get in there, everyone in you, ping pong show. We're like, hey, man, we just got here. Let's just walk a little bit. Let's get the lay of the land.
You need some space.
So we go to this ping pong show. It's in this back little bar. And soon as we get in there, it's a guy with his dick out that's attached to a trolley that a girl on. He's pulling her to the front of the stage. So we like, all right.
This ain't no ping pong.
I see what this going to be.
Wait, what?
So
the
then
fuck?
She comes out, brings a drum, and he started beating the drum with his dick. And is beating it, and he's making beats. So now I'm looking down.
Is he flowing?
Yeah, and I'm hearing this beat. I'm like, come on, man! Stop making these good beats.
You're tapping your foot with this.
He goes out. Four women come on. They just dancing. I'm talking about the deadest faces. They're like Grand Theft Auto. They just dancing, dead face, like they don't want to be up there. So everyone just like, who's sitting here just watching, like, all right. So eventually, this old lady comes out, maybe like 50 or something. She comes out in a skirt, walks up, dead face, opens her legs, goes in her vagina, pulls out a bird. Everybody in the club looking at each other like, what? A live bird.
What?
What's the breed? Little bird.
What's the breed of this bird?
It don't
this,
matter.
It's like one of them little.
It could be an eagle.
It don't, okay. No, it's a small bird. Little like
canary.
Pet bird. Canary. This bird's not disheveled. It's not panicking. It's like it's been in there many times. It's like this is what it does. It's another night. I'm at work.
And she walked.
She walked out.
Okay.
And everyone's just in shock. She leaves. Another lady comes out. Everyone's like, all right, what's about to happen? She goes in there, pulls out a gerbil. A hamster, I mean.
No.
Boom.
Either way.
Okay, and then drops it on the stage. And everyone's like, what is going on?
Oh, my God.
They're just pulling animals out. I'm like, I think it's time to go. I look at them and say, I think it's time to go.
Y'all start logging and shit.
Because I'm waiting. No security heavy. No cameras.
Yeah,
no
okay,
phone.
Right, of course.
Y'all can't tell no one about this.
And we just left. And I was like, all right, I did the infamous ping pong show. I don't need to do that no more. But I see why everyone said just go and don't tell
that.
You why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, bro.
You gotta check on your boy that keep going to those.
Yeah.
Hey man, let's go another one, man. Hey man.
Hey, ping pong. Hey,
that was insane.
You just love animals and shit.
That's when you become promoters on the streets.
I just wanna make sure you're okay.
Nah, man. Did that take away or add to your travel experience?
I mean, I'm all for just trying new things, but I'm like, I didn't know it was going that far. I'm like, I'm with Peter with this one. Like,
that ain't right.
She came around asking for a tip after that. I'm like, I'm not gonna tip you for that animal.
Yeah, I feel bad. Yeah. I wanna give a straight to the hamster. Where do my proceeds go?
But until she hit you with the, you think I want to be doing this? That's right, the face is straight. They come on like,
then it get dark.
At this point, like, you 50 something. Like, you
locked in.
Yeah.
Could Peter bust him? If they Peter pulled up undercover and
Ain't no way Peter know about that place.
They know. They gotta know. They see the Reddits and shit.
Cause it's no footage out. The security on you heavy. If they see, if any girl say they just open their purse, they like, than making sure.
Yeah. Really?
Because they know. Yeah. Look what's going on in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I said it sounded like Saw.
Dang.
Yeah. You said the nigga walked out. Okay, first off.
Anything strapped to my piece, you're torturing me, man.
But slapping it?
Yeah, like that's on crazy, a drum. Bro.
You know, this episode's been brought to you by BetterHelp, man. Get therapy after traumatizing situations.
He was making some fire beats.
Hello. Oh, my God.
That's was the crazy. Beat going the whole time?
Nah, at first he started slapping it, and then he started a little rhythm. And I'm just like, all right, when is this going to end? This is... What is this?
Yeah. Damn. I got to tip him. I'm like, bro, that must hurt.
Never seen one ping pong while I was in there.
Yeah.
So where the ping pong ball at?
It's a long itinerary, too. It's like a long, but I like, I'm good.
So how long was y'all in there, like ballpark?
I would say about.
That's a good question.
I would say at least 35 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's a show, goddamn.
Yeah, that's a show, yeah.
But you can stay in there as long as you want, because it just keep going. It's just new act after new act after new act. We've seen plenty of stuff before that, but that was the wildest.
Yeah, yeah.
How was the gerbil?
It was a hamster, but he came in. He was just calm. They used to this.
Yeah, that's
They
crazy,
might got like
man.
A chamber. Like like a safety chamber, if you will.
What if the animals are living good?
Little couch or shit.
Like good. Like these guys had rooms.
When they're not on set.
Like when they're not on set, they were living good, eating real food.
I doubt it.
Yeah, they just
but they working every night.
Yeah.
It's a busy hamster.
Yeah. No time. They don't close anytime, right?
I don't know. But it's an every night thing because you got tourists coming every night.
Yeah. That's some shit. That's
like you can go on YouTube and look at Bangalore Road. You'll see everything, but you ain't going to see the ping pong show.
Right.
Yeah. I wonder if we're on that street. Where was this? Phuket?
Phuket.
Bro, it was
maybe,
busy.
Man. We was on a street. It was a bar. It was bars and dispensaries. A lot of stores. Loud music.
Now, you'll know. They would have been harassing you. Ping pong show. Oh, no. Ping pong show. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I think I could just skip it off that description.
Yeah.
So, trust me. I don't need to go.
Yeah.
I don't need to go again either. I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't need it. It's over.
There's just a certain level of like comfort I need.
Mm-hmm.
Even when like the first time I went to a booty club, I'm like, I didn't want to sit down. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, the seats aren't even feel
right. You got tattered carpets.
Yeah. My first nice booty club.
But it's in Canada, though.
Yeah, that was in Canada.
Yeah.
Canada booty clubs ain't.
Yeah.
They're still dirty. ATMs. Do they get fully naked in Canada?
Yeah. They do their thing.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah.
They do their thing.
Can you touch?
But it'd be like one at a time.
I don't even know the rules. Like, I didn't even get
you
that
touch
deep
if you in get
the booty
a, if you
club.
Get a dance, you could touch.
Okay. See, I'm not a big strip club guy.
I
had a little run when I was in college in Atlanta, and I'm not a throw money guy. I'm a hand money guy. Yeah. I'm getting lap dances. I'm
like, you're doing a good job.
Thank you very much, man. You didn't have to do that. You can say, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But... So it was. I came out here and I went to a nice booty club
in LA.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I felt like I could sit down, you know, chill. But I wasn't throwing no money. I was just chilling because someone brought us there. But something like that, I wouldn't even want to fucking breathe the hair. You know what I'm saying?
The ping pong show. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to like. You know what I mean? Like my comfort's off. I'm like, all right, bro. I'm out of here. Like.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch nothing. I don't know if it's safe to breathe.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's why I go in there with the Dyson vacuum. Say, all right, I'm here.
Vacuum headphones. Here's the thing.
That's where COVID started.
Here's my thing. The life we live. We're comedians. You know, we make content. Most of the time, me and Rome, the stuff we do, we be like, just doing it for the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just doing it for the
that's
story.
That's real.
Yeah. I got stories of it, so I was like, "That's half the stuff I do." Because I'm not into that birds coming out of vagina.
Yeah.
I'm
like, I know you're not.
It's a good story.
I know
you wouldn't be, man.
Yeah.
You can just tell.
I live by that, but I live by whatever happens. Like if it's happening, I'm like, all right, man, fuck, it's a good story. But now that you're talking about the ping pong show, I'll be like, nah, I got that story.
Yeah, I took a story. I got that story. Sure. So my boy was telling me. My boy went through this. See how you are with strip clubs. I'm like that with planes. If I'm flying overseas, gotta be business class. Too tall for economy. Comfort. They don't treat you right back there.
Bro, they don't. They don't
treat you right. Like lifestyle.
Treat you right.
I'm telling you.
Throw your peanuts, man, your pretzels. Wake up, man.
Attitude, man. The shit, I just went to, I was in Wales, and I had to fly, so I was flying to Germany, and I was in this, like, you know when a flight takes over another flight?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Like, I clicked on your logo.
Lufthansa, don't do that. Like, was that Lufthansa? Not Lufthansa. Lufthansa.
Yeah, Lufthansa.
I don't have respect for them because they dipped on me.
It almost sounded like the flu, what you was saying.
Yeah.
The flu.
So I'm flying with them. It's supposed to be a nice upgraded seat. So I'm like, I'm up. Then these guys take over. It's called Euro Air.
You down?
Mm-hmm. I'm down. So I go to my seat now, and then they're telling me, "Oh, this plane's fucking packed." Doing one of those ones where it's like, "Yo, if you have your carry on, we'll pack it under for free."
So,
like,
please, man.
Please, man, give up your seat, please.
Yeah.
So I'm in my seat now, and it's not upgraded, and I'm just like, "Yo, okay, what's going on, man?" Straight like,
so you paid for business, but they put you in economy.
Yeah, but someone else is flying me out there. Okay. I'm getting flued out.
You got flued out, yeah.
So
Come on, dude's gotta get flued too.
That's real, man.
I'm going to Wales with Red Bull, so Red Bull's like kind of taking care of all this. So they're like, yo, they know how tall we are. They met me in person type shit.
Yeah.
So now I'm in a seat, and I tell the girl, I'm just like, I don't want to cause a scene. I'm not one of those guys. I just have to press a little button. She calls. Yeah. I'm like, I don't think I'm in the right seat. She looks at it.
Well, the problem is that they changed the seat, but this is wrong.
No, 27 in the back. Yeah.
So Red Bull didn't give you wings.
No, man, they didn't. So I told Red Bull about it. I said, look, you got a little beef with them. Like, if I booked a ticket, but believe I'm on the phone with Loof, that was very uncomfortable, man. And
how long was that flight?
10. Hey,
I'll save up for the business. If I can't get business going, I'm not going.
There's things I did on that flight I didn't want to tell people, man.
Come on, sure about it. You didn't tell me. Should have been in the ping pong.
I did this. Y'all don't have to, man. Right. But these niggas served me dinner, and I knew I was in economy and another fucking lower airline. I'm like, man, it was wrapped in all aluminum.
Mm. Like they got it from the barbecue. Yeah. It's leftovers. That's all we got. It's from the ground.
Hey, give this nigga that.
But the thing that boggled my mind the most is, like, they told me, like, I didn't have an option. They said meatballs. Fucking dropped the meatballs and it slid a little bit on my table. I ate it, man, but I had to.
You beat down the meatballs.
And see, I'm pescatarian. I wouldn't have been able to eat.
Yo, that's real, man.
Yeah, man. I should have been pescatarian that day, man.
When's the last time you beat down a sneaky burger, man?
A real beef burger?
Yeah.
Shit, man. It may have been like 10 years now.
That's
damn.
Real.
I'm not a person that can like dibble and dabble. I got to commit. I can't play with it.
Yeah, man. I salute you because if you seen what I did this whole week.
You call Peter right now.
You call Peter on me, man.
All right, animals, man. You got to keep an eye on me.
But the funny thing about it, when you in these other countries, you don't even think about that type of food because you eating all natural, organic. Like in Asia, everything I ate was organic. Like everyone who was on a trip with us was like, I don't have the same stomach issues. My skin is clearing up. Oh, and then when they went back, they hit in the group chat like, all my stomach issues came back because what we eating out here is all processed.
Crazy,
I eat nothing processed. I would get a whole piece of fish, a passion fruit smoothie, fries, $5.
Wow.
I'm looking at my account like, is it even moving?
Yeah. I think y'all didn't charge me. I said, take more.
Like, I swear to you, like, I had it when the hotel we stayed at, the last one that was on our dime, for a whole week, five star hotel, $800 for a week.
Wow.
And then every day, at least two meals, I would get on room service, getting massages. When I checked out, my bill was $115.
That's life.
And I'm talking about, I'm getting crab, lobster, full-on meals.
Yeah.
For the week.
150.
As soon as I came back, I went to Target and spent 80. I'm like, that's more. That's almost half my
hotel. That's
almost a hotel.
That's a lobster.
And that's how I was looking. I'm like, everything's so expensive. Like, what's going on? It ruined you.
Nah.
What the fuck?
I know we're getting pounded out here, man.
It's a scam. America's a scam.
Yeah, they just bought their money, man, which I got to respect. America just said, look, we bought that paper, man, by any means.
Is it cheaper here than Canada and Orlando?
In Orlando.
Or not? Well, yeah.
certain parts.
Yeah,
certain parts.
You get it cheap in Canada if you go to the woods and shit.
Yeah, the dollar is still like, you know, the U.S. dollar is still gonna do its U.S. dollar thing.
Yeah.
So
to Canada, yeah.
But yeah, we getting that conversion beat down.
There's ways around, man, because there's little markets that you can go to in Orlando. I was just telling them about certain supermarkets where, bro, my peach, like one peach is 10 cents, and I'm like, I can get with this.
Mm-hmm. These were the days, man.
Beautiful.
Yeah. These are the days. Yeah. No, but also being in Orlando, I forgot to mention, working out and being in the sun helped me, like, it's like good to train over there. So I feel like the heat, like that's how I dealt with the heat in the air. So I'm like, oh, no.
If you're going to sweat.
You're going to fight. Yeah, I'm fucking sweating.
I don't know how I used to do two-a-day football practices.
That was crazy. Sure. Like, I can't train outside.
All my high school pictures, I was extra dark. Because they would take it at the beginning of the year. And I was in the sun all summer. So every picture, I'm looking like Wesley Snipes.
Damn.
All 4 years of high school. This is crazy.
Damn. Yeah.
But
That's crazy. Where's the next trip you're going on?
I'm going to Dubai for like 4 or 5 days. Then I go to Japan.
Damn. How long are you going to be in Japan?
A week. It's a week. Nice. Well, it depends. Me and Ron don't know if we're going to extend it yet. But as of right now, the obligation is a week.
Mm. Yeah.
So basically, we take groups with us. Like this company hit us up because they seen all the travel vlogs. And we take groups to these places now. Mm. So...
Nice.
I was going to talk to y'all about that too off camera, but because we can link y'all with it. Cause
it's you can talk about it. Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah.
So basically, all right, so it's a company and you have your fans or your followers vote for where they want to go. So they fill out information like what's their budget, what time of the year they want to go, what destinations they want to go to based on what they got available.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you gather all the, you know, the data, you pick the trips you want to do, you offer it, and then you send it out and they buy. So the first trip was Bali, and that sold out in 15 minutes.
Wow. Damn.
So then we did another one, and then that one had a bunch of people, and then we offered, since we was going to be in Bali, we like, our manager, he's like, y'all want to go to Thailand? Because they voted for them. I'm like, sure, we already over there.
Yeah.
And then Japan. That was number one voted, so.
Enjoy that.
That's nice.
Hell yeah, travel the world. Yeah, Spain,
my good money. Yeah. That's a cool way to travel. Awesome little group.
Yeah.
Only thing you pay for is your flight. Other than that, everything taken care of for you.
It's always nice to travel with someone who can travel. Like, travels right. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're serious about their shit, man.
And I was worried about them. Like, how involved how much responsibility going to be? Nah, like, they legit. Like, all we had to do was host. Because you have a guide with you the whole time. Yeah. So, it ain't, you know.
Yeah.
Damn, you just have an itinerary. I love an itinerary, man. When someone said, I'm sending you the itinerary, okay, I'll look out for it.
Bro, baby, I'm a baby. Take me through
Take
it,
Take me through it.
That's
man.
Why I was able to plan out my outfits because I knew what I was doing. If I don't know what I'm doing, then it's hard.
So I'm climbing rocks in this shirt.
Yeah, that's a rock climber shirt. Yeah, don't just throw shit at me, man.
Would you skydive?
I already have.
Nice.
What's funny that you say that, though, my homegirl in Dubai, that live in Dubai, she like, are we skydiving when you come? I said, I can't give you that answer tonight. Yeah. Like, let's see. Let's play by ear. Like, I did it already, but I said if I ever do it again, it'll be there.
In Dubai.
Yeah. So
what I have been telling y'all.
What?
I said if I was going to skydive, I'd go in Dubai where I know them niggas is about health. And making sure you have a good time. That's all Dubai wants from you.
Yeah, man.
It's an amazing experience.
I've never been, but
I did it on my homegirl's birthday. So she invited 20 people. 20 people said, yeah, we're going to do it.
20.
Day of the party, 3 people showed up on one of them. Everybody else got scared. So I'm here.
Yeah, that's a good number. 17 people chicken though. Yeah, I believe I'm going.
Yeah.
That's off.
I would say if you do it, be the first to jump out. Because you're anxious this whole time. Yeah. So you just keep seeing people. You're like, oh, my goodness. He think not.
Yeah.
So I got to the edge. Remember, I got to the edge. He said, all right, we're going to jump on 3. Let's count. I'm like, all right. He said, 1, 2. He jumped. I said, this motherfucker.
You're like, he jumping legs.
Your legs are still there.
Just holding on. Just hanging like a bat.
Yeah. And that first part, you moving so fast. Yeah. It's like maybe it's 15 seconds. You just free falling. And then he pulled the chute.
Wow.
And when he pulled the chute, it's such a relief because you're like, I survived.
Yeah, that's
we good. That's the main part of surviving.
Power lines, nigga. So, I got to hit the ground. All right, nigga, we on.
So now it takes like maybe, I think it was like 25 minutes to get down. Because, you know, now we just coming down.
Just coasting.
And, we just talking. Yeah. And then,
just what's up?
Yeah. So the last thing he said, you want to run in or you want to slide in? I said, slide.
Yeah.
So I don't want to mess up these knees. So slip. Yeah. I already had knee surgery. So let's not do that.
I just got these.
Put me in the pool.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, it's one of the most beautiful experiences because you're just seeing everything.
Yeah, like, wow. Man. You don't get like that roller coaster feeling in your stomach at all?
Absolutely. Because look, on a commercial flight, you going up like this.
Yeah.
When you skydiving, you going up like this. They just getting up there.
Oh, so that's scary too. I didn't even think about
that. Yeah, you on a plane, in a small plane, you attached to buddy, so you're in between his legs and everyone in a row like a caterpillar.
Yeah.
The people that skydiving by themselves that are certified, they go first.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tandems.
They got the GoPros on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the whole, you telling me. I know exactly what this nigga gonna talk about.
What?
Yeah, brother.
What?
So you tell me the whole time going up, nigga behind me, all my head like, "Are you good?"
Yeah, you said, yeah,
"Yeah." No, I need that, bro.
Bro, I'm hugging me.
I'm going like this.
You sit straight up like this, and your legs are straight, and the next person is between yours. This is everybody. Yeah. Back to back, back to back.
This is about jumping out of a plane.
I'm telling you. In this situation, you want to be attached to that dude.
I'm
holding his neck.
I still got your head if we detached.
But I'm adventurous. I'm a wild boy. So I be doing all that snorkeling.
Yeah. I'm Russell Simmons.
And that's that Florida man shit, man.
Yeah, we tried this shit, man.
Yeah. Would you ever try this, actually? Yes.
I think you might have worked with him a couple times.
This? I ain't never do that. That shit look funny.
This is all dude.
Be like a big baby. Be too happy.
Not even a starfish mode, man.
Your homegirl hit you up and says, I need 20
to commit. Are you one of the 17 dropping out?
Yeah, yeah. That's not the tandem I want to do.
Holy fuck.
I'm not about to play, man. You about to...
Yo, you jumping out of the plane?
That's
before
wild.
Doing
that?
Yeah, I'm jumping out, man. This is worse than skydiving for sure.
I ain't never do that.
You know who this man is?
Yeah, I know who this is.
Yeah, but work with you.
Oh my gosh.
He had a heavy. He like, what's up, gang? What's whack thick? It's whack thick. He didn't say shit. He said thick. This whack thick. When he would talk, he like, we don't want no whack thick.
Bro, you can't tell me about nothing. I saw you like this. I never seen. You know what I mean? You can't be upside down.
This is post.
That boy moved to Bali, didn't come back. I see why he didn't come back.
Yeah, I feel that. Man.
Look like a king.
But he also had other reasons.
I ain't want to bring it back up. Yeah. You know, I know why he stayed.
I know his manager said, "Hey, bro, why don't you get up out of here?"
You know it's bad when your son like, "Hey, yo, come on, I'm gonna get strays for this, dad." I mean, unk.
Yeah, he had to let him know what side he was on. Yeah. Oh,
not approved by your son.
No, that's his nephew. My bad.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so.
Bro, the caption is just hilarious. What W2H?
Russell Simmons doing?
You're telling me this might be $35?
Well, that look like an American. That don't look like somebody is Balinese. But yeah, like I got 21 massages while I was out there.
No, for real. That's dangerous. After a while, isn't there a massage threshold?
Because they're so affordable. Mm-hmm. Like they were $10, $20. The most expensive one was $40, and I got 60-minute massage, 20-minute body scrub, and like a 10-minute milk bath or something.
A little catfish on the side.
I know what you did.
They gave me little food snacks when I was in the milk bath. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
nah, that's
bro,
so
I wouldn't
amazing.
Come back. I wouldn't come back.
Feed me salami in a milk
my
bath.
Last week there, I was like, why are we going back? Everyone like, why are we going back?
What we got
to
do?
Well, where am I going back to?
To smog.
Dog.
So and then I said that on my IG. They said, your mom. I said, my mom don't even live in America no more. She moved to Bahamas.
Oh, beautiful.
Man. With my dad.
That's a beautiful move, man.
Come on.
Bro, thing is, you can go out there, get some fire internet, continue the podcast. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to go back to America. Okay, I'll come back real quick.
Yeah.
Jump right back to the B-ski.
You know what I mean?
Work out. Run the beach.
The rent is cheap.
Safe.
Put all of my money in the assets, the stack money. Like,
And you could, like, I could beat up a lot of people in Bali and shit. Just in case. They
But you ain't gonna want to. You're gonna be so happy.
It's all
about
some protection.
Just in
shit.
Case.
Just in case.
If it gets like, sticky
if
and shit.
If they're trying to get you again, you
it's gonna keep me in the head.
Get a moped.
Good drip out there, too.
Good drip.
Good drip. I'm talking about affordable. Let me show you what I bought.
$5.
Show you what I bought. That came out to about 100, but what I got would have been. Probably would have been close to 3 or 4.
Yeah, I remember Waleed lost himself in Bali, man. In our experience, man, that was a whole another situation.
Yeah, man, the elements, if you will.
Now he just left a piece of him there.
Yeah, let's just say that.
Yeah, let's just say that.
I think
man.
I know what y'all alluding to.
Yeah.
You might have seen it on the vlog.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Mahalo Ron doesn't feel too mahalo, man.
What do you mean?
Mahalo Ron needs to take a mahalo shit.
Everything you need. We went to an R&B club out there. It was $5 to get in.
A lot of Australians over there, huh?
All Australians.
Oh, there you go.
You in a Tubi cam?
Nah, man. I always see it, but I ain't never watch it.
What is Tubi anyway? Let's check it out.
Why don't you just check it out? I'll give you an exact description of what these guys about. Full screen, please.
Oh, yeah.
You like Kanye and CeeLo. Yeah, and Diddy.
And Big Boy. Oh,
of course. Yeah.
Actually,
Kanye, Diddy, CeeLo.
Little Eminem.
Man, what's going on?
The money bullet.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
What a blood.
There's no blood. Everything else. What is all the money? An explosion. What
do our shirt say titties?
Do it.
Wait till the bullet go back.
Quick meditation. Yeah, yep,
you're
really, in.
You putting yourself into the bullet, to the gun right now.
The snarl is something to stop. And that be a fly.
You guys have lost your minds.
Like I say, respect my titties.
Respect my titties.
Respect my titties. Duh. Come on, y'all. Get another shirt, man.
I respect them, though.
I respect this clip, though, for sure, man. What happens this month?
That one is called Fight at the Park.
Where are y'all going next, though?
Vacation wise?
Yeah.
Honestly, nowhere for a bit. We got to lock in. With the show, maybe go to Jamaica for our dog's birthday, but maybe next year we were able to free up some time and stack some episodes and then touch the road. But
I'm trying to do the Greece situation, see what's up there.
That
in
was
Europe.
Amazing. Greece is amazing. Greece is amazing.
It's beautiful.
I need to do Japan.
Braid your hair. Yeah, it's windy as hell.
Doing that.
Oh, for real?
It's windy as hell.
I'm into that, man. Little island breeze.
Athens fucking blew me away.
Was it cold there?
Nah, I was in the night, but it was just windy.
Yeah.
More wind than, like,
no smoke. Yeah.
Damn.
You can't smoke outside. No. Forget about it.
Too windy.
Forget about it.
We was in Mykonos, but that's the party island. But fire. It's the most one of the most beautiful places I've been to.
I'll just come back nicer and shit.
You guys, $1,000?
Feeling good and shit.
Yeah. I got to go back to Japan, though, like. Definitely within the next 2 years, I'd like to go with these guys, man.
Yeah, for sure.
It'd be a nice time just to go out there and just say, all right,
can't wait.
Let's just chill and eat ramen. Mm-hmm. 24 hours, bro. You go get a token and you
little ramen booth.
Enjoy it. Dog, it's like a dollar.
Everywhere is just be cheap, man.
America just
you always gotta check the app though, man.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Nah, man, I'm just gonna go get lost in the world, man. For like real. Kanye West when he dropped that album.
Yeah.
My bad to circle back though. Why you asked me about skydiving? You thinking about doing it?
Huh. You're just talking about experiences and stuff, but nah, I got pranked on my birthday by my girl. She like just told me we're going skydiving. Like
oh,
I woke
so
up
you
surprised
did it.
We're going skydiving. I thought we were gonna do that, so I'm just like, I didn't want to do it, but she just popped it up on me. She's like, come on, we're gonna be late, so I'm just getting ready for skydiving.
Whatever they were. I didn't even get ready for that.
Bro, I'm throwing the Nike shorts, you know what I mean? Just very comfortable clothing and shit. I don't know what was what. She's like, oh no, they got the jumpsuit and stuff. I'm like, okay, yeah, I bring my little shorts, my shirt. I'm like, I'm just asking her questions on the way. I'm a passenger and shit. And then we pull up to a spa. So in my head, I already had all the skydiving thoughts.
Dude,
I already accepted it. I didn't want to do it.
I did it.
That just ruined skydiving for me for at least a decade, man.
Oh, fun.
So I might holler back.
Would you do it? Yeah, I think
50.
I would do it.
Do it, man.
I would do it, man. I think I asked one of y'all the other day if y'all would do it.
The answer keeps changing.
Because my shit keeps changing, yeah. But right now, I'm in a space of I would do it.
I would do it in Dubai. I'm telling you. That's the only place.
Yeah.
It's one of the things, if you go, just commit. Because you will talk yourself out of it.
Right.
Just commit. Like, just go.
Such as anything in life, man, fuck. It's just that initial fear of, like, bro, I don't be falling. Like, if I know I'm good, then I'm like, all right, cool. I have nothing to worry about. It's going to be a good experience.
Once the parachute. But that's what I'm saying. It's a possibility that you could die. That's what makes it so nerve-wracking.
Yeah,
how many parachutes?
Two. You got a reserve. You got the main one in the reserve. Okay. And they tell you where to pull just in case, say, if something happened, freak accident, your dude pass out. They tell you where to pull.
Oh,
like,
man.
When I was going, he gave me the option. Do you want to pull it? I said, no. I don't want to mess nothing up. You pull it.
Yeah.
Go.
Hell no. I'll fucking pull the whole strap.
And when it pulls, it yank you back, too.
That's really fast. You got to make sure in your back, but
not to get too crazy, but. How much G-force is on the yankage? You dig what I'm saying?
I know what you're talking about. After we got yanked, I was like, hey, can we loosen this up? It's all in my, in my nuts.
No,
right now. But I was here, like, not too much. Don't accidentally release me. So I'll take some little uncomfortable to survive.
Yeah, you go back on the footage, you all Gucci.
Hey, can we...
Yeah.
Nah, CGI that, bro. When I came out there, it was an upside down Rockefeller sign.
It was terrible. Bro, I'm not even going to lie to you, man. I've been thinking about doing it, and I just said, all right, when I get there, I may just have to take my shit to my belly button and just fucking
this real rap,
rocking like that. Because that pull, I can't be up there for 25 minutes saying,
no, you just size down on the Calvies.
What?
You just size down on the Calvies.
Yeah, keep them tight.
I'll let you know, because I don't know if I'm doing it yet, but at least I told her I'll go with her. So I'll let you know what the Dubai experience is.
Yeah. Please do it. I think you do it. I'm not gonna lie.
I think I'm gonna if do you it, said it before, you said it.
Yeah. Also, when are you going to Dubai?
End of September.
So this is gonna be out after that. So you can send us pictures and videos. Okay, and we can put if you did do it.
Got you.
Yeah. But yeah, man. Please let me know, man.
Yeah,
small boxers. Let me know if I gotta go down a size. Or
even rock climbing, man. I'm thinking about that strap. Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna be all bunched up and shit, man. I'm
Where you going rock climbing?
No, I don't know if I would, man.
I'm thinking like in the, you know, like in the facilities.
I don't do facilities. Yeah,
right.
But in the wild with screws and shit,
you gotta know what he talking about. I already know.
Jamie's a real juice.
Yeah,
you do rocks.
I was like, you doing rock gliding?
People are hang gliding. You jump off a mountain.
I've seen
that's sick. I do that with a wing. You got one wing.
I'd do that.
I'm a wild boy. I would do it. I don't have no urge to do it, but it's like if it's presented in the, I'm like, all right, I'm here.
You see the setup,
man. The right
clean
group.
Landings and shit.
I'll do anything with the right group.
Just show me, show me you got good equipment. I'm not going to a bad hang glide, like,
because I haven't seen the compilations, man.
But you seeing what these niggas out here choosing Spirit. You feel me? We out here choosing JetBlue.
Yeah, you got
JetBlue. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the Spirit of hand gliding.
I know where I'm going to go. Like, let me see that license. And I'm talking to my hand glider the whole day. I'm like, let's go kick it.
Yeah.
And then we go glide tomorrow.
Yeah. You can't glide with anybody.
What
you
y'all need to do is a safari, African safari.
Yeah.
Those
I'm down for that.
But not an open Jeep. I had the closed joint where we could take the roof off. Because some of them have no doors. They be out.
That's just stupid. I can't do that, man.
I gotta have a pooter on me for sure.
Yeah.
With the shit is open.
On my stuff. On my fucking life.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And then on that trip, we did glamping in the middle of the Serengeti. So glamping? We spent the night. Ooh. Yeah, so a luxury tent.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what they call glamping. So it got like a bathroom, a shower in it.
I'm doing it.
It ain't just a regular little pitch.
You were talking about this.
Yeah.
He mentioned glamping last time.
Glamping.
And it fucked us up. We're like, glamping.
What's a glamp?
Yeah, you did mention glamping,
And then, you can't even walk outside. You got to flash the light, and they have to come get you because, you know, we in the middle of Serengeti.
Oh.
So some shit out there.
You get giddy in there.
Yeah. I know Rome had hyenas by his thing.
What?
I remember I hearing something. I just say, hey. And then it stopped scratching. I become a dad on that thing.
Come on.
I know you ain't got your daddy out here, but come in.
He told him what giraffe man tried to tell the giraffe. Hey, you good?
Yeah.
There's a time in your life where you got to talk to animals, man. And this is one of those times, man.
Well, I know I told y'all, but I'll tell you, Pop, but hot air balloon.
That's I believe it.
I would do that.
I want to do that every time I get a chance. That was one of the most. No, it was in the Serengeti.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Mm. So we seen all the animals, and then we landed right in it, and then they pick you up. Mm. It was insane.
Damn.
But any other chance I get to do it, I'm doing that.
Can you steer a hot air balloon?
No. So Buddy was saying, this is in my vlog too, he said, where we go, we don't know. All I can control is going up and going down. He like, so we just going.
And so where the whip pick you up?
They following us the whole time. Whoa. And then when he decided to find a clear landing, we land and we get in the trucks. They pack up the balloon.
I guess
that's crazy.
Yeah.
So we flew over Pride Rock with all the lions, with like Lion Kings.
That's crazy.
Elephants. Oh, it's everything.
It's just that quiet.
And it was peaceful. Yeah.
I imagine.
It was early in the morning. It was beautiful.
Wow.
Damn.
I'm doing that shit.
Damn,
again.
Man.
Yeah,
that made me write a caption, man.
I cried out there. Like that was my number one thing in bucket list. Go on African safari. Like I grew up watching all that stuff.
Yeah.
What was the crying point? You just saw a lion roar.
I seen this. Like we went to this one spot where we just seen the scenery. I was like, man, this shit.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. Wow. And I'm not a crier at all.
Yeah.
So
now you go with it.
Are you a picture taking guy?
Hmm?
Are you a picture taking guy?
Yeah.
Over video, more video than pics?
No, or, I'm be vlogging it, so I'm going to do more video, I got to get a pic here and there, because Rome don't be vlogging nothing. I'm like, you do it for the gram. I'm like, hey, man, you vlogging today. Let me relax. Eat a picture guy. So.
You been to Tanzania?
Yeah, that's where it was.
Yeah,
that's
right? Okay,
Tanzania, and then we went to Zanzibar, Vibe, then we went to Egypt on that trip.
Yeah.
Dang.
Damn.
Those pyramids, man.
Is it true it's a KFC across the street?
From the pyramids?
Yeah. It might have been CGI, but I saw a video.
I know the town right there, so maybe yeah. over there. But yeah, there's a lot of rules in Egypt. Like, it was a lot of restrictions. Like, it wasn't my favorite place, but the pyramids lived up to it. But the overall experience was just cool.
Really?
Yeah. Hottest place I've ever been. You talking about go outside, you sweating immediately.
Yeah. Humid and hot?
Yes. Dry, humid, hot. This.
They got it all. All they type of heat. All. You ever been in this type of heat, man?
Talking to animals.
Oh, shit. Okay, are you good?
Yo.
Oh, Gucci action, man. You see the spit?
Yeah.
I'm still missing the spit. Where's the spit?
Every draft I saw in Africa, I called it Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Okay, are you good?
Totally. You good?
Nah, bro. Nigga trying to put the window up on you.
And then just left some spit on his shorts. That's crazy.
That's and to do that, all that in Air Maxes is crazy, man.
Cut through one peanut butter.
Is that good?
Peanut out the window.
Yeah. Crazy.
Listen, man, before we get out of here, you keeping up with the Booty Smacking League?
The Booty Smacking League.
Yeah, you ain't see
show
that.
Me. Yes. Maybe. We be talking about everything on Comedy Trap House. Oh, I know what the Slapping League.
Oh, yeah, this is a Slapping League for sure.
It's a different type of slap.
Different slap.
Let me see.
Yeah.
This is a sport I can get behind.
I'll support this one. I'll be a sponsor.
It means you're going to want to see this.
Get it on the floor.
This is UFB. Not UFC. UFB. Ultimate Fighting Butt.
They already got sponsors, man.
She's smiling too much for this to be a sport.
Yeah, she's not.
I know they can't sit for a day.
For sure.
Hot, in the hot seat all the time, man.
Same cheek.
That may be what you need to win this.
Yeah.
You got to commit a cheat.
Oh, she's scratching, too.
She scratched. Yeah, I didn't know you could do that, man.
10 points. We're going to need to see it again.
You the ref? I won't talk.
Okay. Why so much security in the ring? Like, a fight about to break out.
Yeah, booty slapping gets serious
she's
sometimes.
Bruised, though.
She's bred up, though.
Yeah, it looks like it hurts, man. I'm not going to lie.
She's smart for keep hitting the same cheek, too. Yeah. Just wear that out.
Wear it out.
Just wear the cheek out.
Yeah.
It's a sport for everything these days. It's crazy.
Yeah. Which I kind of respect, man, because, you know what I mean? There's something that switched in the last maybe 10 years where it's just like people are questioning things that people were doing. I was going to say something stupid, but I'll be for real.
I'll be for real.
It's just like people.
You know what's about to say something stupid.
I'm about to say something crazy. But it's just like slap boxing is a thing, and that's okay for it to be a thing.
Yeah.
Booty slap is a thing, and it's a thing.
He was going to watch, man.
Fighting in cars. Like, it's just, you can do
that
anything.
That shit,
like,
when
you know
I saw that,
mean?
I was like, all right.
You know what I mean?
Fighting in a car.
It's a skill.
I saw wheelchair boxing, too.
What?
It's a skill.
Yeah. You can have a technique with anything, man. Yeah. Your technique versus the next man's technique.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I just support people that's passionate about something. Even if I'm not passionate about it, I respect your passion for it. I seen a paper airplane league where they try to get the furthest land. I was like, I'm just happy they passionate and happy about it.
And they can do that. Yeah, for sure.
We were sitting by a basketball court outside yesterday, and I said, man, it's nice that the soccer people come play soccer, the basketball people come play basketball. You can tell everyone, say, oh, this time they brought their speakers or chairs. I'm like, bro, have something. Whatever.
Bro, there are FIFA
like,
stars on there out there, man.
Yeah.
There was some real FIFA stars.
They were
stars,
going crazy out there.
That's
man.
One thing I regret not being able to do in Bali. We saw a court. I didn't even expect to see a court out here. We wanted to go out and play, like take five black dudes. I know they would have went crazy in this play.
Just play a
man
bit.
Across the world hooping.
They're
going off.
Just
Bali threes.
That was on our last day, so we couldn't go.
Literally, man. Just have something, man. That's
you bring in hoops. You bringing hoop shorts across the world and shit.
You know, I got to bring a little something. You always got to be prepared.
Yeah, that's right.
You always got to be prepared.
Pat the hoop shoes. Yeah.
You never know. Yeah.
Pat the hoop shoes, man. I'm going to come by soon and pat Mike up.
I'm
pack
ready
all
see
y'all
it.
Boys up,
man. Yeah, that's a little serious, man. Bring the net to any, like, you know what I mean, YouTuber or whatever.
See, I bring the net to your house.
I'll bring the net to your house.
And you got to come out. Someone knock on your door with a whole goal and net. You got to
We don't tell you.
We always say, like, say we walk in a neighborhood and you got a hoop right outside your door. If I knock, said, come on, you got to come out.
You can't close the door. You can't close the door. You can't even say 1 second. No, nigga.
Shoes on. Whatever you're wearing.
Because I'm talking about the people that have it on the street. Come out.
Defend your turf.
Come out here.
Yeah.
We take your hoop. You come back and you get it next week. You play it out. Home
you
court.
You play me for it. Back, you get it.
This is my home court. Right? Yeah. Actually, I might get in trouble. I can't agree to that. My dad would be pissed.
My dad
might
like,
yeah, my dad's not feeling that.
Listen, man.
Yeah.
Amen. What a wholesome episode.
Super.
Ken, what we leaving the people with, man?
Yeah, he got something.
Yeah, anything you got to bang?
You mean promotion wise? Yeah. Go to Shady Side Up, get your shades, random order 25 for y'all, 25% off.
I love
check
that.
Out Comedy Trap House every Tuesday. Check out our DT stories on our channel. If you want to travel with me in Rome, you know, check out for the new trips. Next year we got trying to do 3 in the summer, 3 in the fall. First one gonna be Brazil, so by the time y'all see this, that should be out. If it ain't sold out, join us.
Man. But
we'll have other ones that
this,
year.
This is a good eagle to follow right here, man. Follow his lead, man. He's doing it, man.
And they'll be doing it, too. I'm going to hook them up with it so they travel. Y'all travel with them.
Coming out there.
That'd be a crazy trip.
You're well-seasoned, well-traveled, seen a lot, been to a lot of places. Leave the people with something, man. If it's wisdom, if it's a quote, if it's something that you just saw.
Maybe someone in a shell, man.
I'll say the last thing I learned in Bali was that there are no limits but the ones we impose on ourselves. I learned that while surfing. Like, I can do anything. So I'll just say that anything that you feel you can't do is a lie. It's only you saying that. Go after what you want to do, man.
That's big.
Design your life.
One more time, design your what?
Design your life.
I ain't say it. He said it. Yeah. I ain't say it.
If you unhappy at work, why are you still there?
Come on.
Why are you still there?
You just keep on going.
Come on, man. I ain't expecting to spit like this, man.
I ain't going to sugarcoat this entrepreneur life getting a little rough. You have this. But if you can handle it, it's a little beautiful over here. My homegirl asked me the other day, she was like, how are you going there next week? I'm like, if I want to, I ain't got no job. Like, I ain't got nobody to report to. I can do what I want. Like that.
Until she say, hey, you want to pull up to my baby shop? I think I got something to do. Man. I don't know. I'm just see.
Do what I want.
Yeah, man. So, beautiful, man.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.